We're Be'ezus Hashem going to be discussing two kind of basic points relating to the Issur of Ribbis min HaTorah, which are actually, in a way, unique to the Issur of Ribbis as opposed to other Dinei Mominis that we find in the Torah. One is that when it comes to the Issur of Ribbis, we find that the Torah imposed the lav not only on the malva, the one who's giving the loan and taking the ribbis, but also on the loiva, who's the one who's borrowing the money and paying the ribbis. There's a specific isser in the Torah, lois haseh, lois hashich le'achicha, not to pay ribbis, which is a lois haseh for the loiva. At the end of the parak, we learn that they're actually lavin also for the edim and for other people involved in the transaction of ribbis, but we're going to be discussing the isser of the loiva and how to exactly define the isser, which is an isser Torah of the loiva, in paying ribbis. And that's the one point. And the second point, which is not unrelated, is also the uniqueness of the Issur of Ribbis, in that it's actually something which the loiva gives to the malva, l'chayra, out of his own free will. And it's not something that's taken away from him, and he hasn't been cheated, and he hasn't been stolen from, and yet the Torah asked it, and the Torah said that the malva is not allowed to take this mumen from him, and he's not allowed to pay the mumen. And that brings up a question of whether, in fact, we are to treat this and relate to it as we do to other Dinei Mominis, which are can be defined as one being Mechaser Momon Chaveira, in other words, taking away someone else's money in an unlawful way, or whether it is to be defined, as we, and we do find this definition mentioned, as a Xeris HaKasuv and an Isser Bialma. Some have even presented this question as... We know that the halachas of ribbis are to be found in Yoredeya, but there's reasons for that. There are actual reasons for that. But in other words, is it a iser, or is it dinei mominis, a form of dinei mominis, as gezel is dinei mominis, and as oino, cheating someone, is dinei mominis, and there are different ways of different kinds of dinei mominis which relate to taking away someone else's momen shaloi kedin. Is ribbis one of those, or is ribbis, since it's given completely willingly on the part of the loive, do we say that no, this is an iser biyama? So these are the two points that I would like to discuss. Now, we'd like to use as the takeoff point for this discussion, something which is a halacha, which is brought and discussed in the Rishonim, and it's something of interest in itself, actually, but it also will shed light on our basic questions about the Yisur of the Loiva and the Yisur of Rivis Bechlal, and that is the Rishonim, which are to be found in the Sugyos HaGemara. The Sugyos HaGemara are the Daf'ai and Daf'ai and Aleph, which deal with Rivis Akum. And we find on those Sugyos HaGemara that many of the Rishonim dealt with the issue of taking and also of giving ribbis to a mumer l'avodah zarah, someone who was a meshumen, a born Jew who had become a rachmana litzlan an akum, who had actually changed his religion and was a meshumen. And such things were common, hopefully not too common, but they happened. And the shaila was brought up whether a Jew was allowed to lend money to a mumer, to a meshumed beribis. Is he allowed to borrow money from a meshumed beribis? Is he to be treated as a fellow Jew in this context of ribis, or is he to be treated as a goy in the context of ribis, about whom we learn that malvin lehem ulovin mehen beribis? So that's a question that was that's discussed by a number of Rishonim. I'd like to start with the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef is, the Gemara is actually on Daf Ayin Aleph, but the Nemuki Yosef doesn't relate to any particular Gemara. It's to be found on Daf Mem Beis in the Dape Harif, in the pages of the Harif. It begins at the very bottom of Mem Beis on the first Amid. It goes over mostly to the second Amid. And the Rishonim all quote Rabbeinu Tam. This is Nishal Rabbeinu Tam Zal. Rabbeinu Tam was asked the question, Al ben mumeres la'avodas kechovim achas, the son of a woman who had been a mumeres la'avodas kechovim. Now she, of course, was a Jewish woman, and in a sense she remains a Jewish woman, but she was a mumeres to avodas kechovim. She had changed and began over to the religion of avodah zarah, and this was her son. Imuter lahalveis loy beribis, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam v'hiter, that Rabbeinu Tam was matter this. And there are two reasons given. The Nemuki Yosef brings two reasons, and they're mentioned by various Rishonim. One is Mishum Dekayim Ulon De Mumrim Lavoidas Kechovim Hoi Muridin V'loi Malim. There's a din of Mumrim Lavoidas Zara, a din of Muridin V'loi Malim, that they're actually, in a sense, Chayav Misa. And V'kivan Dekufon Kein, Mamoinon Loi Kolshken. since their chayav misa and their goof is therefore mutter, koshkin that it's mutter to take their mum. Now, they bring cases where, in fact, the Gemara says that this is not so, that there could be a cases of, for example, a roidif, certain kinds of roidfim, where it's meridim v'limalin, and yet it's also to take their moment. But over there, that's because we say that perhaps his children will be better than him, and we shouldn't take away his mom, because it should be left over to his children. But in this case, where she's a mumeris lavaris kechavim, this is her son, who was being brought up as completely as an oivin of it, as an akum, the chash doesn't exist to a very great extent that he's going to have children that are better than himself. And therefore, we say that if gufay mutter, mamayna le kolshken. So that is, that's one svara. And the other svara is that he brings from B'Shem the Ramban that he's matrit because kol shem ridin lo mikri ochicha. Since in the pasuk relating to ribis, it says that you're not allowed to give ribis, and v'chei ochicha ima. So it mentions the lashon of ochicha. And a mumer loved azara whose din is maridin v'lemalin is not called ochicha. This is not to be confused with the din of Yisrael, afu pishachoto Yisrael, which he will mention, will bring up, which definitely means that he still has the dinim of Yisrael. If he's mekadosh in isha, even if he changed his religion 10 times, we still have to be choshesh for his kedushin, because Yisrael afu pishachoto Yisrael, and he's still completely mitzuva b'mitzvahs as a Yisrael is. But in this context of the parsha of ribis and in the context of obligations towards him and Yisurim relating to him of protecting his property, he's not Achicha. He's not called Achicha. V'chei Achicha Imach. He's not included in that. He's not called Achicha. He's not referred to anymore as your brother, since he's living completely as an Oved of Erizara. And therefore, he's excluded from this parsha of ribis. So one reason is because he's not referred to as Achicha, and the other reason is because of this, since it's Moridin V'loimalinim Gufa Mutar Mamana Lekoshim. These are two reasons mentioned by the Rishonim. Now, the Nimuk Yosef brings up a question, and he says that it's true that the Yisrael is allowed to lend him money beribis and to collect ribis from him because he's not a chicha and because he's maridin and mamayna lekolshkein. But once again, we have the rule that Yisrael afu pishachoto Yisraelu, and therefore he is chayav, he's a Yisrael. He himself is commanded not to transgress any Yisurim of the Torah, in spite of the fact that he's living like a complete akum. And since that's so, then since there's an Yisur in the Torah of leisashich, of paying ribis, then when the Yisrael is loaning him money and taking ribis from him, he's actually being machshel him in the Yisur of paying ribis, and that should be also for the Yisrael to do because of the Yisur of lifting evil l'sitei mitchel, which is an Yisur that applies to everyone, whether it be a Yisrael or an akum. So, once again, we've gotten away from the iser of him taking the ribis, per se, the iser mitzad, the malve, of loaning and collecting ribis, but the chayav should be also from looking at it from a different vantage point, from the vantage point of the loive, and the loive is transgressing the iser of paying ribis, and therefore the malve is being over the iser, transgressing the iser of the fnei iver l'siti mishal by loaning him the money, ribis. That's what the Nimuk Yosef brings up. The Minamuk Yosef answers Lav Kushihi, that this is not a question Shekivan She'ein Onu Muzhorin Shaloi Lilvois Loi. Lilvois means the halvois, to loan to him, since we are not commanded not to lend money to him, and as he has explained before, because either because he's not included in Achicha or because it's Gufay Mutar Mamon Le Koshke Af Hu Eino Mitzuva Shaloi Lilvois Mimenu. He is also not commanded in the Isser of borrowing from us and paying us, paying a Yisrael ribis, demishum azhorose demalve hu da azare rachmana loloive. It's because of the azhara, because of the iser of the malva, that the Torah imposed an azhara, imposed an iser upon the loiva. The iser of the loiva is a result of the iser and linked to the iser of the malva. Because there's an iser for the malva to lend to the loiva and to receive and to take ribis from the loiva, that's why there's an iser upon the loiva to pay ribis to the malva. And he brings raya even from the lashon of the pasuk to holiksiv loy silve elo loy sashich. It says in the pasuk, it doesn't say don't borrow ribis, it says don't sashich, don't allow yourself to be bitten by ribis. Shehu hazhora the loiva shelo yigrim le malva lishach. That's an azhora to the loiva that he should not cause the malva to bite him by taking ribis from him. But if he's allowed to bite him by taking ribis from him, then there's no issur on the loiva to pay him that ribah. So once again, the iser of the loiva, says in the Mukhi Yosef very clearly, is bound and comes as a result of the iser of the malva to take the ribah. So the ribah, the iser of ribah, basically is defined by the relationship of the malva to the loiva. Is the malva allowed to take ribah? If he's allowed to take ribis, then it's already automatically permitted for the loiva to pay the ribis, and therefore the malva is not being machshel him in any aveira and is not over on lifnei iver l'sitra mishum. That's what the Nemukhi Yosef says. The Rosh says the same thing. The Rosh, it's in our parak, of course, in Simen Nun Beis, says Yisrael sheyotzo min haklal v'kofar be'ikar. Same idea. Mutar lahalvoisoi beribis. Again, because he brings the same svara. Ein mitzuvin hachyoisoi v'lekrina, we don't apply to him v'chei achicha Imach, and he brings a raya to this. Now the Rosh adds something very important, and this is brought in halacha. Umikol makom osur lilvois himenu beribis. A Jew is not allowed to borrow from him beribis. He can't go to the local lord of the manor if he was a born Jew and he became a non-Jew and he became an akum. He can't go to him and borrow to him from him beribis. The afal pishachoto Yisrael, because even though he was chayte, as far as his obligations and his isurim not to transgress a lot, he's a full Yisrael. Afa bishachot Yisrael hu. And therefore, if someone pays him ribis, if someone borrows from him ribis, he's over on lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. He's over on lifnei iver l'sitin michshol and on lo yisashich, says the Rosh. So he's over. He'll be over the Yisrael lifnei iver l'sitin michshol because he was involved in him making a loan for ribis, and he's also over on lo yisashich, paying ribis to someone to whom there is an iser. Towards whom there is an iser to pay, because there's an iser on him not to take the ribis. So the Avo Pishachot Yisrael, who is Mechayev him not to lend beribis, and therefore it's also for Yisrael to borrow from him beribis. So that's a very important, and that all the poskim agree with this. Now, the question is, so then he brings up the question that the Mukhi Yosef asked, but why don't we say the opposite? But what about the Mumer, when he's loaning the money to the Mumer and collecting from the Mumer, why don't we say the same thing, that he's being machshel him in an Isra of Loisashich? Avo Mumer hanoisin Yisrael Ribis ain over al Loisashich kiva shemurtu lahalvayis Ribis. It's the same idea as the Mukhi Yosef. Since it's mutter to be malvah than Ribis, the Isra of Loisashich is only when it's also to make the halva and to collect the Ribis. Then there's an Isra on the Loiva. So again, the Isra of the Loiva is linked and comes as a result of the Isra of the malvah. For fear of being repetitive, but nonetheless I will mention, I would like to read the Ritva as well, because we're going to go on to ask actually a contradiction in the Ritva. Now the Ritva, and this is to be found in Andaf Ayin Aleph on the base, towards the beginning, it's in these Ritvos, Okusad Rav Kook, it's on column Tof Kuf Tzadik. It says, Uli'inyin Meshumer, Kfar Hoyra Rabbeinu Tam v'haramban. The Rabban also agrees with this psak, and the Rabban discusses this as well. Kimutur lahalvas loy beribis. V'loy, now there's something here which he adds, which the Nemukhi Yosef and the Rosh did not bring, the Ramban does. V'loy k'ma sh'omru mishmoy shel Rashi sh'osr. The Talmidim of Rashi brought in the name of Rashi that it's osr to lend money to a mishumid beribis. And we'll discuss this more at length later on. V'hatam lahatir is mishum mishumad ze la v'chicha hu. He brings a raya, he's not for v'chicha. And v'lekel remember the gufi kalmi m'mayna. Again, he mentions both of these svaras, and since he's nitma bein hagoyim, zaray oivet of edizora, lekel remember that he'll have zara ma'alya, that his children will be very different from him, and therefore it's permitted to loan to them beribis. Now the imtoimar v'haloi afal pishachoto Yisrael hu v'chayev b'chol mitzvahs. Once again, this concept of afal pishachoto Yisrael hu, and he's chayev in all mitzvahs. Im kain osur hu lilvois mi Yisrael beribis. It's forbidden for him to borrow from Yisrael beribis. Ukshaonu malvin loyano over mishul lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. If we loan to him, then we're over on lifnei iver l'sitin michshol. Holei tikshi dolei azor rachmana l'loive elahecha shamalva osur l'halvus. The Torah only gave the azhora on the loive, not to pay ribis, where the malva is osur to lend beribis. But over here where the malva is mutter to lend beribis, there's no iser on the loiva to pay the ribis, therefore we are not over lifnei iver. Then he goes on to the other halacha, which we have seen. However, one is not allowed to borrow from a mishumid beribis, because he is included in the iser not to lend to a Yisrael, and we are going to be over on the iser of paying ribis to someone who is forbidden to take ribis. Okay, so that's the ritva. Now, l'chayra, we could say that this is both issues that we brought up in the beginning have actually been addressed somewhat by these Rishonim. The first issue certainly has been addressed explicitly, and that is that the idea of the Isser of the Loive, what is this Isser of the Loive that the Torah said, Loisashich, that the Loive is not allowed to pay Ribbis? There's something very unusual and very unique to the Isser of Ribbis. It's true, it is unique to the Isser of Ribbis. But we have seen in all of these Rishonim that the Geder of the Isser is because he is going along with the Isser of the Malva. It's a result of, and it's related to the Isser of the Malva. It's not an completely independent Isser. If it was a completely independent Isser, as we saw, the one of the Rishonim mentioned, as if it would say, Loisilva, don't borrow Beribis, then it would be perhaps a completely independent Isser. That has nothing to do with the fact whether the Malva is Mutter or Osir. We see that all of these Rishonim took on not that way, that it is related to the Isser of the Malva, and the Isser of Leisashich is that he should not take part in the Isser of the Malva of lending to him and collecting ribis from him. That's the seems to be the gather of the Isser of the Loive according to these Rishonim. Now, as we mentioned, and we'll get back to this, Rashi disagrees with this Pesach, and the Talmidim of Rashi brought in his name that it's also to be Malva to a Meshuma Beribis, and we'll see what the Sheet of Rashi is. But Akoponim L'chayr, that we see. So that we can see clearly from these Rishonim that again the Isser of the Loive of Leisashich is because it's linked and it's a result, and it's because he's involved in L'chayra, in the Yisr of the Malva. Now the other point which we brought up, of whether to treat and whether to view Ribbis as an Yisr of Chisur Momon Chaveri, as a way of unlawfully taking away Momon, which you're not supposed to be taking from someone else, or whether it's an Yisr B'Alma, L'chayra, we could also bring a raya from this, that these Rishonim learned that it's an Yisr of being Mechasur Momon Chaveri. And I would say that raya is twofold. First of all, from the fact that they use the Svara of in gufay mutter mamoinah lekolshken, l'chayra that's a svara only if we say that the iser is in fact to be mechaser momen chaver. The iser is to take momen chaver away from him. In gufay mutter, if he's chayav misa in that sense, meridin, then mamoinah lekolshken, that it's not that it's mutter to take away his momen in any way. But if the iser is not a momenous iser, if the iser is, as some others refer to it, exeris hakosov, and an iser ba'alma, then how can we make a kavah chomer from im gufay mutter mamoina lekolshken, when in fact by taking the moment he could take his moment, but if he takes his moment as ribis, he's being over that iser of ribis, and the Torah ribis is something that the Torah asked nonetheless. So lechora, from their line of reasoning, lechora, one could say that lends itself to saying that the iser is an iser of moment. It's a moment type iser. And another raya to this from their words lechora would be that if it would not be poshut to them that the Isser is an Isser of taking away the other person's mammon, then L'chayra, excuse the expression, but what right would the Rishonim have to say as a Dover Poshet that the Isser of the Loive is a result of the Isser of the Malva? Mehechi Tesi that the Isser is the Isser of the Malva more than it is the Isser of the Loive. So there is a diuk. They say there's a bit of a diuk in the Lashon of the Pasuk. It doesn't say L'Silva, it says L'Sashich. But we see even without that they said that no, the Isser of the Loive, the Isser of the Loive is related to the Isser of the Malva. Why is it so poshut that the Iker Isser is to be measured by what the Malva is allowed or not allowed to do? The answer is because since the Isser is to be Mechaser Momon Chaveroi, who is the one who's being Mechaser Momon Chaveroi? It's the Malva who's being Mechaser. It's the one who's taking the Ribbis, who is doing the actual essence of the Isser of taking away someone else's Momon, Shaloi Kadin. And therefore they're saying that it's mistaber to say that the Yisr of the Loive, who's not taking anything from anybody, and to the contrary, is giving away his moment, let it be Shaloi Kadir, why should he be over anything? So they're saying that his Yisr is because he's taking part in the Yisr of the Malva. But the fact that they took it on in such a Dover Poshet, that the way to view the Yisr is through the eyes of the Malva, from the vantage point of the Malva, is the Chayr, because they didn't look at it as an Yisr Ba'alma. If it's an Yisr Ba'alma, it could be an Yisr equally on the Malva or on the Loive. But because they looked at it as an Yisr of Mechaser Momon Chaveru Shaloi Kadir, a way of taking away someone else's Momon Shaloi Kadir, that's the vantage point of the Malva, and that's what's Kaveya, the Isser of the Ribbis. And the Loive is a result of the Isser of the Malva, and is only Osir when the Malva, in fact, is Osir. How, in fact, can we explain this concept of Ribbis being a Mechaser Momon Chaveru Shaloi Kadin, when in fact the Loive pays it willingly? So that's actually a subject for a shir for itself, but we do find in the Ritva that the Ritva says that the Torah considered it to be a mechila, that which he is willing, in other words, his willingness to pay the ribbis, the Torah considered it to be a mechila bo'aynis. He's not really doing it out of his own free will. He's doing it out of duress because he needs the loan and he's willing to pay the ribbis, but it's not something that he would really want to do. And therefore, since it's not something that he really would want to do, although pi halacha, the basic halacha, certainly is considered to be something that he's gone through with willingly, but nonetheless, the Torah considered it as if it's being done against his will. This is a chiddush of the Torah. It's not something that we would learn without the chiddush of the parsha of ribbis, but it nonetheless, we said that the Torah was mechadish, that the Torah views it as if you're taking away the moment from him, shaloi kedin. This is a Tosfos in Bava Kamma, daf kuf yud beis, that mentions that it's like a nesina b'tos. It's as if he's giving it by mistake because he doesn't really, he thinks that he really has to give it because he made up to give it, and therefore he feels that he has to give it. And in fact, the Torah says, no, you don't have to give it, and you're not supposed to make up this kind of arrangement. So there's an element of toes here. And so there are reasons for saying that this, that the Torah considered this to be a taking away someone's moment shaloi kedin. Again, within the chiddush of the Parsha Rivers, where the Torah said that this particular kind of gains is considered to be ill-gotten gains, and it's not something which he really has a right to receive. But al-Kopar, that's what it seems from this, these Rishayna. Now, in order to be Mavara this to a greater extent, however, we have to go back somewhat to the beginning of the Perek, and that's for almost at the very beginning of the Perek, Daf Samach Aleph Omid Aleph. And over there we have that the Gemara goes through a chakra litarya, and this again will be will come into this discussion once again and try to prove from there whether the Isser of Ribbis is an Isser of being Mechaser Momen Chaveri or not. Now the Gemara says Omar Rav, this is in the middle of Daf Samach Aleph Omer Alf, in the middle of the Omer, Omar Rav, Lamali the Kosov Rachmona Lav Beribis Lav Begezel Lav Boino. Why did the Torah have to write Aloisase relating to Ribbis, Aloisase relating to Gezel, and Aloisase relating to Oino, to cheating someone else? And the question is, as Rashi says, Yilomdu Zemize Shibukulan Chesra and Momen Shemachasra is Chavera. They're all, he's being Machasra, his friend, taking away his friend's money, and therefore one should be able to be learned from the other. Now the Gemara says that if it would only say Ribis, Tsrichi, the Ikos of Rachmon Lav Beribis, Mishum the Chidushu, Dafil Beloiva Osra Rachmon. That if it would only say the Lav Beribis, I would say that no, Ribis is also, we find that Ribis is a special Chidush because the Torah answered it even on the Loiva, something which we certainly are not going to be able to apply to any of the other cases. We can't apply to Gezel that the Nigzal should be in any way have be over an Isser, or in the case of Oino, where he doesn't know that he's being cheated. But in the case of Ribis, in fact, it's a Chidush of Afilu B'loiva Osra Rachman. And the Gemara goes on to say other reasons why, if it would only say Gezel, we couldn't know Oino and Ribis. If it only say Oino, we wouldn't be able to learn anything else either. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Elo lelichtoi v'rachmon alav b'gezel, let the Torah not write a lav concerning Gezel, v'teisi mihanach, let them be learned from Ribis and Oino. D'mai parachta malo Ribis sheken chidush, Oino techiach, Oino doesn't have that chidush that it's also for the, so to speak, loiva, for the victim of the Oino. Malo Oino sheken lo yada u'mochel, there's no element of mechila because he doesn't know that he was cheated. Ribis techiach over there, he, to the contrary, is moichel, he knows that he's paying the Ribis and he's moichel. V'chozer hadin, loir izekri izeh, v'loir izekri izeh, has had a shava shebehen shekein goizloi. The had a shava between Ribis and Eno is shekein goizloi, that he's stealing from him. Afani ovi gezel. And the Gemara goes on to say that Afanami would be able to know gezel from a combination of Ribis and Eno. Now, in that which the Gemara says, that if it would only say Ribis, I would say that, Ribis is what the Torah asked for because we find that it's a chiddush that it's also even for the loiva. And that the Ritva comments back on Daf Samach Aleph in Dibra Maskel Sheken Chiddushu Dafilu Loiva Osro Rachmana Perush V'zeh Hoyolonu L'raya. This would be for us a raya, a proof. She'ein Isur Zeh Lamalve Machmas Shuhu Mechasre Momen. That this Isur is not an Isur on the Malve because he's being Mechasre Momen to the loiva, because he's taking away Momen from the loiva. Because if that were so, how did the Torah answer it on the loiva? It's definite that it's a gzeiras hakosuv, and therefore I would not be able to learn the others from Ribis. Now this seems to stand in direct contradiction to the Ritva which we just saw in his discussion about the Mumer. The Ritva is saying over here that since it's afilu l'loiva osra rachmona, The Gemara therefore says, Shekein chidushu, dafilu lologa os rachmana, and this is a raya that the isser is not because he's being mechaser momen, because if that were so, how did the Torah aser it on the loiva? Well, what's the question? How did the Torah aser it on the loiva? According to the ritual that we learned in the Inyan of Mumer, we saw that the Torah asers it on the loiva so that he should not be involved in the isser of the malv. This was stated by the ritual, stated by the Ruk Yosef, by the Rosh. There was a definition of the isser of the loiva as being someone who's taking part and helping along with the isser of the malva, but not that it's going to show us what the isser of the malva is. To the contrary, we have to define what the isser of the malva is, and as a result of the isser of the malva, there's an isser on the loiva as well. And here he's saying this, it's a double contradiction. First of all, what does he mean to say if that were not so, if not for the fact that it's not an isser of machaser momen, then how could it be that the Torah asers it on the loiva? How could it be? It could be because it's an isser on the malva to be machaser momen, and there's an isser on the loiva to take part in the isser of the malva, which is the way it was clearly defined by the Ritva himself in the sugya of Mumar. And number two, how can we bring this and say that imken hei chasre loiva elavadik zeres akosavi? That means to say that the Ritva is saying that when we were to look at the fact that the Torah asers both the malva and the loiva, and that should define for us the Isser of Ribbis as not being an Isser of being Mechaser Momen, but rather as an Isser of Xeras HaKosev, as he calls it. Elevada Xeras HaKosev. But if it's Xeras HaKosev, then it has nothing to do with being Mechaser Momen Chaveray, then why was it Poshet over there that the Isser should be Mutter for the Malva to the Mumer? So this seems to be a contradiction. So I think the answer is to be found by asking another couple of questions, actually, on that Ritva. And I think this is perhaps a Pshat Amiti. And that is that the way the Ritva explains that which the Gemara says, that if it would only say Ribbis, we wouldn't be able to know Gezel or Oino, because Shekein Chidushu, Dafidu L'loiva Osro Rachmona. The Gemara, however, does then go on to say that we learn it from Etzad HaShava, that we combine Ribbis with Oino, and for that we are able to learn Gezel. Now, if we're going to say that this definition of ribis remains, that it's chidishu, tafilu l'loiva osur rachmona, and it's not osur machmas shuhu mechasre moment, but rather vada xeris akosifi, if that's so, then how can we make a tzad hashava? A tzad hashava is made when we have a din, which we find in two cases, only we have certain chumras relating to case A and certain chumras relating to case B. We say, well, if the chumras are not the same, we can find the tzad hashava, we can find the common denominator between the two, and we can learn case C, we can learn Isser C. But over here, case A is Ribbis, is a totally different Isser. Case B is Oino, is an Isser which is similar to Gezel, in that he's being Mechaser Momen Chaveira. But if Ribbis is not Machmas Shuhu Mechaser Momen, but rather it's Vada Xeris Akosifi, how can we include it in the Tzad HaShava at all? So that being so, I would suggest that Enochanami, that which the Ritva said over there so strongly and in such an extreme way, that this would be a raya she'ein iser zel amalva machmashu machasra moment, because if so, how is it also for the loiva elevad exeris akosifi? That's if it would only say the iser of ribis in the Torah. He's explaining that which the Gemara says, that if it would say ribis, I would not be able to know gezel or oina, because I would say that the iser of ribis is to be understood differently, that it's not an iser of machasra moment chaveri at all, which would prevent me completely from being able to learn gezel and oina. When the Gemara says that tzad hashava, now, this is a chiddush, because that's not usually what a tzad hashava is, but we could say that the tzad hashava tells me that when I find two isurim, I find these two isurim, I find the isur of ribis and the isur of oino, it's more mistaber to say that these isurim are both isurim of the same nature than to say that they are two completely different isurim. Since in the final analysis they both involve taking away someone else's mammon, it's more mistaber to say because of gzeir hashava, sorry, not Tzad HaShava, I'm sorry, Tzad HaShava, that were to look for the common between them, not only common in the sense of kulos and chumras, but common even in the essence of the Isser, that it's more likely to say that the essence of the Isser is in fact Mechasrei Momen. And Anachami, that which the Ritva says was only if it would only say Ribbis, then would we say that this is a Chiddushu, that the Torah Asar is the Loiva, and therefore I would learn, if it would only say Ribbis, I would learn that it's not an Isser of Mechasrei Momen at all. But once there is an Isser of Einoh in the Torah, and there's an Isser of Einoh, and there's an Isser of Ribbis, then the Tzad HaShava enables me to say that probably the essence of the Isser is in fact because he's being Mechaser Momen, and to try to explain it, as we've mentioned in the name of the Ritva, an explanation, that the Torah considered it to be an unlawful way of taking away Momen from someone else, because there's an element of Oinus, and therefore I could learn Gezel from this, that I'm not allowed to be Mechaser Momen Chavera. Now, the nature of the Isser of the Loiva, of course, changes. Before we were learning that if we would only say Ribbis, we would say that the Malva and the Loiva are both primary in the Isser, and they teach us what the Isser is, that the Isser is Exeris HaKazav, that it's not an Isser of Mechaser Mamon Chaveiroi. But now that we're saying that the Tzad HaShavah will teach us that it is an Isser of being Mechaser Mamon Chaveiroi, that of course is only the way we're explaining the Isser of the Malva. What's the Isser of the Loiva? The Isser of the Loiva is not to enable the Malva to do his Isser. It's an Isser because as a result of the Isser of the Malva, Lei Sashich, that he should not be a party with the Malva being Noishech him. So in Echanami, what the Ritva says over there is after the Maskana of the Gemara, what the Ritva says over here on Daf Mem Aleph is only in the Havamina of the Gemara. Another raya to this tzad, that the Yisur of Ribbis is in fact an Yisur of Mechaser Mamon Chaveiroi, is from the Loshon of the Gemara. The Loshon of the Gemara later in the Sugya of Ribbis Tzutzi Yoitze B'dayonim, or Eino Yoitze B'dayonim, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a Loshon that Hagazlonim V'Hamalvim B'Ribbis Acho Pishugavu Moitziyim Yodom. Even though they already made the collection, we see him beyond. The Gemara asks Gazlonim, how can you talk about Afo Bishagavu? Of course, Gazlonim, they stole it. If they didn't steal, then if they didn't collect it, if they didn't steal it, then they're not Gazlonim. So there's no HaGazlonim HaMalvim Beribis. Afo Bishagavu Mitzim Beyodim. It's all talking about Malvim Beribis. Gazlonim, what kind of Gazlonim? Malvim Beribis. We see from the Loshna Gemara that the Malvim Beribis are called Gazlonim. That is an Isser. It's similar to Gzela, to Ein Gzela, which is that they're being Machaser, Momon Chaver, taking away Momon from their Chaver, Shaloi Kadin. Another raya, which I thought could be an interesting raya, was from a sugya in Erchin. There's a sugya in Erchin that Chof Beis, and the Mishnah over there says that Shum HaYesoimim Shloishim Yoim, that when we have to make a collection from property which was left to Yesoimim Ketanim by their father, and it's because their father owed money, and we have to make a collection from the property, so it's a Shum HaYesoimim Shloishim Yoim, that we go through a process of 30 days. We auction off in order to get the highest price for the property of the Yesoimim. It's a special din by Yesoimim. Now the Gemara asks over there, we have a different halacha relating to the property of Yesoimim, property that was left to Yesoimim Ketanim, and that is that Ein Goivim Minichsi Yesoimim Ele Im Kein Hoysu Ribis Oicheles Behem. That we don't make a collection from the Nechosim of Yesoimim while they're Ketanim all together in order to pay up the debts of their father, unless it was Ribis Oicheles Behem. If it's not Ribis Oicheles Behem, if it's an ordinary loan where they don't lose anything by waiting and paying it later, then to the contrary, we say, let's not make the collection while they're ketanim, we'll wait till they are gdolim. It's only in a case where there's ribbis achelis behem, where it's for their own good to make the collection sooner because the ribbis is gathering, then we sell the property in order to pay up their loan so that they shouldn't fall deeper in debt by owing more and more accrued ribbis. So the Gemara asks over there, Akashim Imanashach, who was the person to whom this money was owed? If we're talking about a Yisrael, how could we possibly be talking about a Yisrael? Yisrael is not allowed to take ribbis. It can't be that we're going to make sure that they pay up, because otherwise they'll have to pay the ribbis to a Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to take ribbis. Bezim won't let him make a collection of the ribbis in any case. So if we're talking about Yisrael, how could it be? It can't be that Yisrael takes ribbis. It must be, we're speaking about a guy. Is a guy going to listen to the salach of Shum HaYisoyimim Shloishim Yoyim? That the Shum HaYisoyim Shloishim Yoyim, that's our halacha. We can obligate him. He's the one who's demanding payment. We're going to tell him it's going to take us 30 days to try to find the highest price. He wants his money now. He's not going to listen to us. So the Gemara answers over there that we're speaking about the Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael. Once again, this is a Gemara in Erech and Daf Chof Beis. That Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael, that we're talking about Taka non-Jew, but this non-Jew was Mekabel on himself to follow the Dine Yisrael, to follow the Dine Momen of Yisrael. And therefore, since if we tell him that our halachas teach us that when it comes to making a collection from Yisoyim, you're supposed to wait 30 days to find the highest bidder, he'll go along with it because he was Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael. Ask the Murakasha, if it was Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael, then let him not take ribbis either. Why is he taking ribbis? He shouldn't be taking ribbis. Answers the Gemara, the Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael. He partially was Kibul Ol of Lodun Medina Yisrael. Chayra, what's the Kasha altogether? If we'll say, as the Ritva, if we'll learn the Ritva Kipshutai, and not say that it's only a Hava minute, but that he's saying that the Isser of Ribbis is Exeris HaKosuv, that it's a Mili Di Sura. It's not an Isser similar to that of Gezel. It's not an Isser of Machasar Mamon Chaveiroi. We see that it's also even for the Loiva. He's not Machasar anybody. It's Exeris HaKosuv. It's something that the Torah made an Isser. Then what's the Gemara's question? We know that this non-Jew who was Mekabel Lodun B'din Yisrael was not Mekabel on himself to keep Shabbos. He wasn't Mekabel on himself not to eat Nevela. If Ribbis is an Mili Di Isura, then it's obvious that there's no reason why we should have a half a minute to think that he would not take Ribbis. Ribbis is just an Isser. Ribbis is not a Dine Yisrael. It's Isura Yisrael. You see from the Gemara's question that no, that if he was Makabal Dodim B'dinei Yisrael, part of Dinei Yisrael is that you don't take ribbis, because that's in Dinei Yisrael that's called being Machaser Shaloi Kedin, for whatever reason. And the Gemara had to answer that he was Kibbalah Lezev, like Kibbalah Lezev, that his taking upon himself Dodim B'dinei Yisrael was in fact only partial. So L'chayra, there are rayas to say that L'chayra, our maskana should be that the Yisur of ribbis is being Machaser Momen Chaveh, right? Raya number one, as we brought from those Rishonim in the Inyan of Mumer, where they took on as a Dover Poshet that the Isser is to the Malva. Why is it so Poshet? Because the Isser, they understood, is an Isser of taking money from someone else, and the Loive is only Osir because the Malva is Osir. That's Raya number one that we brought. Another Raya is from the Sugya and of Samach Aleph, where the Gemara's Maskana is that we say we can learn Gezel. In the Maskana, we can learn Gezel. That seems to be stated clearly in the Gemara. This is the tzad hashava between ribis and oinah, and the Gemara refers to ribis and oinah as shekein goizloi. It's a form of gezel, and therefore we could learn gezel. The Gemara calls it shekein goizloi. The lashon of the Gemara, which calls hakazlonim amalvib ribis, that they're referred to as gazlonim, and this raya, which is a raya from somewhat of a raya from this sugya in Erchin, which seems also to treat it as something which is a dine yisro. So from all of these rayas, l'chayr, it would come out that it is treated as an Isra being Machaser Momen Yisrael. On the other hand, we find that the Ramban, we have this already mentioned in the Ritva, that the Ramban brings from the Talmidim of Rashi, who reported in the name of Rashi, that it's also to lend money to a Mumer. He says that it's also to lend money to a Mumer, Sha'afo pi Shechoto Yisraelu, and therefore it's also to lend to him Ribbis. That's all they quoted, apparently, from Rashi. I'm not even sure if that was a direct quote. That's when he brings Rashi sheet, he says, Afu Yishchot Yisrael. Then the Ramban goes into an Arichas to prove that this is not so. He's not called a Chicha, and therefore there shouldn't be an Isra to lend to him. But as we have seen, and then he says, Yesh Mishadon Kedivrei Rashi, that even though it really would be mutter if from the vantage point of the Malva to lend to him ribis and to take the ribis from him, but it's also because he's not allowed to pay the ribis, and therefore you're transgressing this from Ivrli Sitin Mishah. And it's on that the Ramban says that no, that's not so, because if it's not also for the Malva, it's also for the Loiva. Now, what is the Pshat in Rashi's own sheet that is not really completely clear? He brings Rashi, he says that it should not be also to take ribis from the Meshumet, and then he says, Yesh Mishadon Kedivri Rashi, whether that's his understanding of Rashi's own sheet or not, is, at least to me, not completely clear in the Ramban. I saw in the Bir Agra, in Simon Kuf Nun Tes, where he seems to be quoting the Shita that asks us to take ribis from a meshumet, which, by the way, the Ramah brings, and he said the chatzchila one should not do it. He brings it's mashma, and then he brings a shita which disagrees. It's mashma from the way he reports it that it's usur be'etzen, that it's usur even from the vantage point of the malva. Now, l'chayru, if we're going to say Rashi's own shita was that it's usur to lend to the meshumet beribis, because afo bishachato yisraelu. But what about the tainas of Gufay Mutter, Mamayna Likolshkein? What about the tainas that it's not called a Chicha? So, L'chayra, that would be a stand as L'chayra Araya, if that is Rashi Shita, that he holds that the Isser is not because of Machasar Momen Chavera. We could say that the Isser is Ribis is a Mili Dasura. Mili is, it's Xeris HaKosov, that the Torah Asur Ribis. We know that the Torah was Matur Ribis with an Akum. But this is Afal Pishachot Yisraelu. And even though he's such a big chayte that it's meridin and l'chayr, there's a svar of gufa mutar mamayna likolshkein, but that doesn't apply to ribis, because ribis is something which is a gezeres hakosa that the Torah asr, and therefore it will be asr even towards a meshumet. So that could be a mocker for saying that svar, although l'chayr, we brought all these rais l'chayr not that way. There also is a Ramban. There's a Ramban, which is in the Indian of ribis tzutza yoytze bidayonim, and it's to be found on that Fasamach base, where the Ramban learns Pshat in Rashi, actually, and not that Rashi, but Rashi on that sugya, and he says that the lav of ribis is not considered to be a nitik lasei. Even if we say that v'chei achicha imach is a mitzvah sasei deraisa to give back the ribis, it's still not called a lav a nitik lasei, says the Ramban, because the iser is something which the Torah assert. Try to find this lashon. Yeah, the Ramban's lashon is umal vechayev k'moy shechayev loyve. The loy mishum momen hu dechayev rechmana. Elo b'neish is a ma'ase iser ben hichzer ben lo hichzer. He's explaining why the returning of the ribbis of the momen to the loyve is not manatik the lav, because the lav is the loy mishum momen hu dechayev rechmana. Elo b'neish is a ma'ase iser. So this Ramban is somewhat mashma. There's a way to be doichik in the Ramban, perhaps learn it somewhat differently within the context that it's written, that perhaps he means to say it includes more than just being machaser momen, and therefore the assay of returning the momen can't be menatek. The lav, which is worse than just being machaser momen, because it includes more than just being machaser momen, that would be the way to be doichik. But bipshutai, from the lashon of the Ramban, he seems to be saying, Tuloi mishum momen hu dechayv rachmana elu ibn shezem aise iser. And if we say that, then that somewhat stands in contradiction to the Ramban, which we mentioned at the beginning, but it would be a statement that the Yisr is not because Mechasar Mamun Chaver, but rather because it's a Maisa Yisr. So I'm leaving these things somewhat open, either to learn or somehow to be Miyashev this Ramban with that Ramban. There are ways of being Miyashev it, but this, there is Mashmois here in some Rishonim that it isn't merely the Yisr. In the Achroinim, we actually find that the Birkas Shmuel, the Simon Memches on Bava Metzia, discusses this, and he has it sad to say, based on certain Rishonim, that the Isser of Ribbis is in fact not an Isser which is, has anything to do with Gezel, but rather an Isser of a Maisa Isser Ba'alma, and he has such a tzad. So there are such tzadim. But L'chayra, according to our understanding, the rise that we have brought, L'chayra, it would seem that the Pashtus is to learn that it is an Isser of being Machaser Momen Chavera. Now, would just like to bring, there's a Tosfos. Now, if we see that the Ramban brought that there were those who were Dan like Rashi, but not because because of the vantage point of the Malva, but because of the Lifnei for the Loive, because he has to pay the Ribbis. In other words, they apparently would be in disagreement with the Svara that the Isra of the Loive is only when the Malva is Osir. The Isra of the Loive, Sof says explicitly in the Torah, Le'sashek Lachicha, you're not allowed to pay Ribbis. And since he's paying ribbis to a Jew, it's osur, and therefore it's also for the Jew to lend to him a ribbis because of the Isser of Lifnei Iver. That's the Yesh Shadonim, until the Ramban said, no, the Isser of the Loiv is only when the Malva is osur. Now we find this inyan come up once more on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, in Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, Mois Shol Yosomim Mutar Lahalvoison Beribbis. And this is going on Gemara, where the Gemara had a half a minute to say, Rabbanan said in the name of Shmuel, that money which belongs to Yisoimim Ketanim, we, who are trying to do for their good, are allowed to lend them out for Ribbis, in order to earn Ribbis for these Yisoimim Ketanim. Rav Nachman said, that's a terrible idea. Mishum d'yasmininu safinu lehu isura, because they're Yisoimim, we're going to give them Isser. Yasmi d'achli d'lav didu, lezul rosh shukai, said Yisoimim that are eating mammon which is not theirs, they'll have to follow the one who left them behind. In other words, Chalila, they'll end up dying also. It's a terrible thing to do. But there was a Havamina that we're going to actually take the Moishal Yisoyimim and lend them out Beribis. What was the Havamina? So the Rishonim explained, because they're Ketanim, they're not Mitzuvim, therefore in the Isser, and since they're not Mitzuvim in the Isser, generally we don't do an Isser B'Yadayim for Ketanim, but here they're not really involved at all, it doesn't involve them, and it's for their Revach, and it's important, but therefore the Gemara had a Havamina to say that we should do it, since they're not Mitzuvim because they're Ketanim. Now Tosfos over there, once again in Dibur HaMaschil Moishel Yisoyimim Mutar Lahalvoison Beribis, Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked, what about the Isser of the Loive, who's over on Loisashich? We're loaning out the Mois which belong to the Yisoyimim Ketanim to Yisraelim Beribis. Those people are borrowing Beribis and they're paying Ribis to the Yisoyimim. They're over on the Isser of Loisashich for paying Ribis. So Enachanami, the Yisoyimim themselves are Ketanim, and they're not Mitzuvah in the Isser of lending and receiving Ribis. But the people who are borrowing from them are being over in the rice of paying ribbis. So Tosfos says, Ena chalami, the Gemara could have asked it, Ela dadifa poroch. The Gemara asks even a stronger kasha, that even as far as the Yisoyimim themselves, the Malvim, are concerned that this is also not something that should be permitted. Inami, says Tosfos, Kosovra deloy mechayev loyve mishum leisashich, elo kishigam hamalve muzar. That the Gemara held and holds that the loyve is only chayev, is only osur because of the lav of leisashich, when the Malva is also warned by the Torah not to give the ribbis. Over here, the Malva is a cotton, and therefore he's not Muzar, because he's a cotton, and he's not Mechuyiv b'mitzvah, and he's not even Mechuyiv in mitzvah sloisaseh, so he's not Muzar, he's not a Muzar min ha-Torah, not to lend the ribbis. And therefore, the paying him the ribbis is not an avera of loisashich, once again with the same svara, because the isser of the loiva is linked to the isser of the malva, and is only osser when the malva is osser. Now, the chayra, and the Ritva actually says this svara over here as well. Now, the chayra, it would come out then that the first teretz in Tosfos is in disagreement with all of those rishonim that we saw within Mukhi Yosef, with the Ritva, with the Ramban, and learns that the isser of the loiva is an independent isser, and that therefore it's osser even if the malva does not have an isser. Tosfos says as a second teretz that no, we could say that there's no isser on the loiva unless the malva is muzer, and in this case where the malva is a cotton, he's not muzer, there's no isser on the loiva paying ribbis to a cotton. So once again, what's the shaila? The shaila is a very simple question. If a person borrows money from a cotton, the ribbis, and he pays him the ribbis, the cotton is certainly not muzer. The Gemara calls it he's mechel isura, but he's not muzer. He's not a bar oinshin. He's before bar mitzvah. Is the loiva over the isur deraisa of loisashich or not? So it's totally in two terutzim in taisis. This is machlokes between two terutzim in taisis. L'chayre, once again, then the second teretz holds like those rishonim, and the first teretz will say holds like that sheet which was brought by the Ramban of the yesh shadon kedivre Rashi, that even though it's not also beside the vantage point of the malva, but it's also because of the loiva transgressing the isur of loisashich, which is an independent isur, and which is in disagreement with the svara of the Ramban himself, which is the svara of the Nemukhi Yosef and of the Ritva. But I wanted to say, and with that I would like to be Messiah, that it could be that there's a difference between the two. In this tzad itself, that the isser of the loiva is dependent on the isser of the malva, this can be defined in two ways. One is that the isser of the loiva is ke'en the isser that there is in kol ha-terekula of lefnei iver. In fact, there's a taz like that. The taz says this in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, where he quotes the tour, and the tour says that if someone borrows money from a mumer, since the mumer is not allowed to lend to him b'isser, he's over on lifnei iver. The Taz asks, why did the Torah only mention lifnei iver? Why doesn't he say that he's over on loisashich? And the Taz answers, because really loisashich, it's true, he's over loisashich as well, but the essence of the isser of loisashich is the same as that of lifnei iver. So that's why the Torah mentions lifnei iver. But in Echanam, he's over lifnei iver, and he's over loisashich, and he calls it lifnei iver because loisashich is really another aveira of lifnei iver, which is designated specifically in the case of ribbis. So that's one way of looking at it. That is, it's like lifnei iver. The malv is not allowed to lend to the loiva ribbis. If the loiva borrows, there's no way that he can lend without someone borrowing. So he's over by having him do an avera. But another way of looking at it is a little bit different. It's not that he's over. It's not that he's over because the malv is doing the isra at this particular loan. It's because in a situation where it's also for the malva to lend beribis, that's called ribis di isura, that's ribis which the Torah asser, and whenever the Torah asser ribis, it imposed an isur upon the loiva as well. Not because at this particular instance he's being machshel the malva, but because he's taking part in a transaction of ribis. And where ribis is asser, he's not allowed to take part in that transaction at all. L'may nafkamina, the two tzedotim sound very close, but the nafkamina will be in a case where it's a transaction of isser of ribis, but the malva is not mitzuver, which is exactly our hechitintzel l'chayra of the cotton. We find by the cotton that the Gemara says that he wanted to be matter to be malva the moist of the yisoimim. He said no. Yasmi the achli the lavdi tu leiz lebasar shivkayu. He calls it achli the lavdi tu. He definitely is misyachas to it. He relates to it as something which is osser. And in addition to this, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis where the Gemara says over there the Gemara is discussing the inyan of the behema being put to death if it was engaged in the isser of revia with a human being, sugya known as takola v'kolon, whether it's only in a case where it was an aveira was actually done, or is it because of the embarrassment that the human being will have? And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that it's only because of the embarrassment, because we find that if a ketana engaged in znus with a behema, that the behema is put to death. But a ketana, there's no aveira, it's only kolon, it's only embarrassing, and still we see that we put the animal to death. Says the Gemara, no. Since we're talking about where she is amazed, and we're talking about a ketana, there's takola as well. And the lashon of the Gemara is takola nami ika v'rachmanu hu dechasala. There is takola. It's an avera, but rachmanu hu dechasala. The Torah had rachmanus on a cotton, and he's not punishable for his averis, and he's not muzer, and he's not mitzuvah. But the avera is considered to be an avera. When a cotton engages in an act of an avera, it is a ma'isa avera, but it's not a ma'isa avera for which the cotton is actually mitzuvah, and certainly not punishable because Rachman hu dechasale. But it's still called, as the Gemara says, takale. It's called that an aveira was done. Now, if we'll learn that way, then there might be an afkamina between these two tzedakim. If we say that the isra of the loive is because it's like a lifnei iver towards the malve, l'chayra, and this I would ask the listeners perhaps to try to check this out because I haven't been able to. L'chayra, the isra of lifnei iver does not apply towards a katan. If I cause a katan to do an aveira, l'chayra, and I heard this b'shem echem yidoy lizmanenu, that I'm not over lifnei iver. I'm only over lifnei iver if the person who's doing the aveira is muzhar, is actually told by the Torah not to do the aveira. Even though it's a chefza aveira, it is an aveira, it's an act of aveira, but if the person is not commanded not to do this aveira, it's not included in the yisur of lifnei iver l'sitei mirshel. Once again, I would like that to be checked out. If that is correct, then if we learn that the yisur of l'sashich is, as the Taz says, an extended yisur of lifnei iver, so then that is will not apply to the case where the malve is a katan. But if we learn that the loive is a semi-independent iser, but it's an iser when the ribis is defined as ribis of iser, and the definition of what is considered to be ribis of iser depends in fact on the malve, then we can say that there's an afkamina between the case of mumer on the one hand and the case of katan on the other hand. In the case of mumer, the malve is allowed to loan to the mumer ribis, just as he's allowed to loan to a goy ribis. Although he's a Yisrael, but it's Meridian, he's Lavachicha, he's excluded B'chlach from the parish of Ribbis. That's not the type of Ribbis which the Torah didn't want you to take. You can be Machaser his mom and through Ribbis, because he's a Meshumet. And therefore, it's not Ribbis di Surah. If it's not Ribbis di Surah, say all of the Rishainim, then the Loiv is also not going to be Mitzuvah, because there's no Loisashich. But it could be that Tosfos will agree with that in the case of Mumer, because over there it's not called Ribbis of Iser in the case of loaning money to the Meshumet. There the loive, the meshumet, is also not oiver loisashich because it's not defined as ribis disura because the definition of ribis disura is based on the vantage point of the malve. But if the malve is the reason why he's not muzer is because he's a cotton, but it is actually a maisa vera of havo beribis, only rachmanahu dechasaleh, then this is defined as ribis, it's basically ribis disura. It's ribis, it's the kind of ribis which the Torah assert. Only the malve can't be included in the azhara because he's a katan and he's not bar mitzvah. In such a situation, we can say that there will be the independent iser of the loive, in spite of the fact that the malve is not muzhar, he's not actually warned by the Torah not to do the iser, but it's defined as ribis disura, and therefore the iser will apply to the loive. Says Tosfos in the second test, no, maybe he will even go that far, and we'll learn like the Taz, that it's an iser which is like lifnei iver, and it's only if the malve is actually over. But where he's not muzhar, then there won't be any Isra of Lisashech upon the Loive as well. So we could say that both Terutzim in the Tosfos agree with those Rishonim that we saw in the Inyan of Mumer. In fact, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which takes on as a Dover Poshet that it's mutter to be malva to a Mumer Beribis. It's not a contradiction from one Masechta to another, but Al Kaponim, we could say that both of these Terutzim would agree that in the case of Mumer it's mutter, because we'll say that where it's not Osir for the Malva, where it's not Ribis of Isir for the Malva, there's no Isra on the Loive. But where it is ribis of iser for the malva, only the malva is not muzer because he's a cotton and rachmanu dechasaleh, that's defined as ribis to iser, and that's also there will be also for the loiva. Just wanted to bring an interesting interesting idea, and that is that we say in the slichas. I don't remember if it's the slichas preceding Rosh Hashanah or the Seres Mishra. I believe it's the slichas preceding Rosh Hashanah. There's mention of Benkach u benkach kruyim l'chabonim. This is a reference to the Machloikis in Kedushin towards the end of the first parak between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Bizman Shah Oisin Ritzoin Shalmokim Nikrain Bonim, Bizman Shah Oisin Ritzoin Shalmokim Einom Kruyim Bonim. Rabbi Meir says, Benkach u benkach kruyim bonim, for his Meirach. No matter how far they go, how far a Yisrael goes, it's still Nikrain Bonim. And we mentioned it in the Slichas. The general rule is that in Machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And yet we mention Benkach u Benkach Kruyim L'Chabonim. The Bir Agra, in the beginning of Hilchos Ribis, on the halacha that one is not allowed to borrow money from the Mumer Beribis, says Benkach u Benkach Kruyim L'Chabonim. He mentions a Rashba. I think it can be found in Chuvas Rashba. I wasn't able to find it. But that is we see that in this case it's an exception, and the halachas like Rabbi Meir, the Benkach u Benkach, Kurim u'cha, Bonim.